This is CPR News and KRCC. I'm Haley Sanchez in Colorado Springs. 37 people have drowned in Colorado bodies of water this year, the most in state history. Last weekend, the state passed the 34 water-related deaths it recorded in 2020. Officials say the leading cause of drownings is recreators going out without a flotation device, violating state law. CPW hopes to decrease drownings next year. Thieves are stealing important wires from RTD's rail system. That's disrupting service and costing thousands of dollars. Dave Jensen is RTD's assistant general manager for rail operations.
We've had a rash of thefts over the past 6 or 7 weeks, and in my view, it's significantly hampering our ability to provide the quality of service that we'd like.
Jensen says stealing the wires is very dangerous and that RTD has stepped up patrols. A man called 911 to ask for help after a car accident in Silver Plume in June. CPR's Allison Sherry reports he was shot and killed by police.
22-year-old Christian Glass had two knives and a rubber mallet in the car from a geology trip and told authorities he would throw them out of the window when they got there. They told him they wanted him to get out of the car instead, and he resisted.
Step out of the car now. That's a lawful order. Step out of the car, you'll be removed from the vehicle. Step out now.
The incident dragged on for almost 80 minutes. Ultimately, Glass picked up his knife as officers from a distance tased him, and then they killed him. His parents are speaking to reporters later today. No authorities have any comment on the incident. I'm Allison Sherry, CPR News.
The Denver Broncos lost their first game last night under new head coach Nathaniel Hackett and new franchise quarterback Russell Wilson. This is CPR News and KRCC.